Welcome to the Crimson Circle Connection Center here in snowy, maybe Colorado. Truly weather appropriate for the season, I suppose.
It's supposed to snow a little bit later today, but actually it's so brilliant for the season. As a matter of fact, if we get an audience shot, a lot of people are dressed up either for the cold or for Christmas or just for being here at the Shoud. So let's do
give a wave. Christmas sweaters.
Yeah.
I actually see a whole family here nearly. The Lucretia's family, right here.
In the
right
back
here.
Row?
She made him sit behind her. I don't know why she did that.
Yeah. I'll sit up front, you sit
beautiful
in the back.
Beautiful family. Glad you're here.
Anyway, it feels good to be back here in the Connection Center. We were in Hawaii last month, and I understand a lot of you
God,
came
that
here.
Seems like 3 months ago.
Did a watch party. It was less than 3 weeks ago.
I know. And
yeah. Yeah, it was just a couple of weeks ago. So anyway, it was we missed you all, but we were happy to we were happy to be there.
I like missed you, but not like in that crying
yeah,
kind of way.
Not that
like,
much.
Oh, wish you
know,
were here. Kind
all right,
of way. Yeah.
We
yeah.
thought about you and went, okay, there. Yeah. But we understand you had a watch party here and that you were watching in online with a lot of other people, but. Anyway, great to be back. It's Christmas time, as you could tell from the set. We put in a fireplace with real wood-burning logs in there, isn't that? Nah.
Yeah, right.
Well, okay. We dream.
Jeff, you and I have always loved Christmas. And
yeah.
I'm one of those people when everybody starts whining because the Christmas stuff starts showing up in the stores like right after.
In August.
I'm like, yes!
Yeah.
Sparkle, happy, all that color and light. People, they're nicer to each other than normal, at least for that little period.
Yeah.
Why not?
Everything kind of, you know, slows down. It's festive. There's a lot of lights and there's a lot of color and a lot of celebration, a lot of drinking and enjoying. So, no, I love Christmas.
I do, too.
I love Christmas.
Do. Yeah.
So we're here for the Christmas Shoud at the Crimson Circle Connection Center. We've got almost a full house. A few people will be showing up late. Then we're going to have a great dinner here tonight. So, Linda, we have quite a few out-of-countries and out-of-state chamber.
Oh, yeah, we do. Let me make sure I've got the updated list.
Okay. And when Linda calls your name, if you would just stand up so we can hit you with the camera.
Okay.
Not literally hit you. I mean, the camera swivels in your direction.
We have Shang from Montreal. Where are you, sir?
There
you are.
Yeah, good to
see
you.
Thank you.
Yeah, and always be careful standing up. Watch your head.
Yeah, be careful.
We should put, like, hazard signs over there. But,
from England, we have Christina.
Christina, good to see you. Chip, Brexit?
No.
Well, that's a big – that's I was caught a little bit of the news yesterday. Did the vote go through?
Yes.
Oh.
It's all but done.
Oh,
read this? Johnson was fully elected, and he is absolutely a vote out.
Okay. So I caught something on the news, but I didn't pay attention. So welcome to sovereignty. Anyway.
It doesn't matter, Jeff.
No, I don't really care that much. I mean...
But you're still talking about it.
For all I know, they could be impeaching the president. I wouldn't care. I'm just removed. It's like, not my world anymore.
Yeah.
Who else do we have?
Yeah, let's go. Yeah. Okay. Dongwoo from South Korea. Where are you, sir? Did you make it? He didn't check in yet.
No,
not
checked in.
Sorry. Cecilia from Mexico.
Yeah. Good to see you. Good to see you.
Thanks for being here.
Hola. Bueno. Yeah. I'm trying. Hi, Billy in the booth. Did you translate that for me? Go ahead. This is going to be a long day.
Yeah. Frida from Netherlands. Where are you, Frida?
Hi, Frida.
Good to see you. Okay. Now these are just the out-of-staters, not out of the country.
Okay.
So,
all right. So
not
don't
that
clap
that's
as
not
much.
Important. And I'm hoping I'm getting the name right. And Baya Sedona.
Good to see you again. Yeah, glad you're here.
Good to see you again. Danus from Florida. Where are you, Danus?
Hi, Danus.
There you go.
Hello.
Santa up.
Wow, yeah, all Santa, yeah.
Okay.
That's great.
And I don't think she's checked in yet. Tanya from Pennsylvania. Are you here yet, Tanya? She's not here yet.
Okay. Not here yet.
She probably got snowed out.
Okay, we want to welcome all of you who are watching in online from all over the world. A delight to have you here. We've got a pretty big day. I know Adamus actually gave me a lot of upfront information, which he normally does not do. So I kind of know what's going on. I'm excited. I'm excited that he told me for once. And it should be a good day. Everybody's like, yeah, okay.
What does a good day look like to you?
A good day is we're having a party tonight. And we're bringing in catered food for dinner. We're having refreshments, music.
But what about the people online, Rishamba, buddy?
Oh, you're going to be here with us. I mean, in heart and spirit, and or just fly here next year at this time. We have a blast. Anyway, quite a few things going on. I remember absolutely nothing about the last show.
Are you hyper?
No. I'm excited. I remember absolutely nothing about the last shout. It was in Hawaii. I do remember that. Mm-hmm. But other than that, that's why Gene goes ahead and puts together these recaps to kind of bring us all back up to speed.
Right.
So let's take a look at the recap from last month, Shout 3 in the Passion 2020 series. Okay. The other night we had Metatron coming here, Kuthumi, of course, myself, Tobias, and also Yeshua, to kind of round it out. We were coming in because everything was really finally done. There was a little bit of cleanup work to do, but it was time. So we brought our energy in to this beautiful place. What we felt the other night when we came here, the entities of myself, was a couple different words to describe it. One is blossoming, opening up, blossoming. I felt it immediately that something was opening up, and I'm not just talking about the physical structures. I'm talking about something is opening up for Chambra. 2020 is going to be such a huge year for all of you, Probably, I would say for the majority of Chambra, 2020 is going to be the most significant year of your life in terms of changes that occur, final clearings that take place, and realizations in your life. Just for a very quick kind of status report, where we are. So number one, realization. It just occurs. It's just there. You pre-planned it a long time ago. You agreed to it a long time ago, and now it's here. Secondly, that energy is your friend. I've talked about it a lot. It is not an opposing force. It is not here to hurt you. And now, you can't hurt yourself. Third point, a very big one, free energy body. You're going to need it to stay here as an embodied master. So it's kind of where we are. And we're at this blossoming point right now where the realization just starts really now, what do you say, taking hold, sinking in, becoming you, not just a fleeting thought every once in a while or a fleeting experience, but it becomes part of your everyday life. Now where the life body, you start to feel it in your biology, or your biology becomes integrates with your light body. So this is a place of blossoming that's taking place right now. Freedom and suffering cannot really coexist. And when I say that, I'm talking first about within your being, within your psychology, within your body. They can't. I mean, just feel into the dynamics for a moment. You know, part of you is truly becoming free, where you're not relying on anything or anyone else for your energy, for your creations, for anything. You are a free being. You're no longer connected with the ancestral biology or mind or DNA. You're literally becoming a free being. You can have a big battle within your being, physical or mental being. You can have a big battle taking place to see who wins. Kind of like the old battle between light and dark, but now this is freedom versus suffering. Freedom will win. freedom will win. You've come too far. You've had some tastes of it. It was part of, you could say your destiny for this lifetime, your desire for this lifetime. So freedom will prevail. And somewhere along the line, suffering is going to have to come to an end. Your allowing of suffering in your life has to come to an end. I'm going to go so far as to say one of the great things that you're going to do for this planet is put suffering out of your life. And eventually that may just put suffering out of human consciousness. It is a component that does not need to be there, but yet is. It's pervasive. A lot of it's tied into what we call the sexual energy virus. I mean, could you imagine even in your own life, no suffering? Suffering, and I use that term broadly, it means a lot of things. Fear, guilt, shame, of course, means a lot of different things. It's hardship, struggle. Could you imagine if it's not in your life? Can you imagine emerging and being amongst the first? I mean, really amongst the first on this planet that aren't suffering. Let's do this month's practical magic for the modern Merlin. Magic occurs when sovereign beings allow their energy to dance with each other. Magic occurs when sovereign beings, they get together and they allow their energy to dance. If there's two sovereign beings who are not needing energy or anything else from anybody else, and you put a couple sovereign beings together, their creativity, their sovereign energy that's not trying to steal from anyone else, miracles, amazing things happen. Okay, now, next. Humans buy into kind of a group energy thing. They buy into a group energy. They really believe in it. Everything's about a group. The master doesn't see it that way. The master is part of no group, no community, no commune. The master is sovereign under themselves. You're sovereign beings. We come together for a dance once in a while. But you're not dependent on, you don't rely on the group, nor would I or any of the other ascended masters want you to be. That's a little frightening, a little scary at first. Because society says, no, you should be a part of things. No, you're a sovereign being. Sovereign beings can dance with other sovereign beings and never take each other's energy, never harm each other, never have to give somebody else energy or anything else. It's a free-form dance. Comes to the point where we ungroup, so you're truly sovereign. And the beauty is then, when you're with other sovereign beings, you can dance all night long. Never take away somebody else's energy. And never have them take away yours. That's where the miracles occur. That's where Chambra projects in the future, whether you do it on your own or you join with other sovereign beings, that true miracles occur. Now I remember. What I do remember is that we were having some audio issues. The first time we really used the pavilion for anything, and we were getting a lot of interference, channel interference.
Literally.
Yeah, channel interference. I guess that's kind of a joke, but with our equipment and that.
Yeah.
And Peter was there, and Mark and Horace, and we'd also hired a sound expert because we knew we were having some problems. And
he was the first real broadcast from the pavilion.
Yeah, and expert guy wasn't able to solve the problems, and we kept on getting the scratching noise and everything. And at one point, I remember his name is Chama. Came running up to the front with a microphone to give to Adamus, and Adamus just like, what? I'm not going to use a handheld microphone. It was kind of funny. Like, nobody would ever think about doing that, but this guy, I don't think he even knew it was a channel or whatever. He's just like trying to solve the technical issue, and Adamus is like, no, I don't think so. Not going to work.
So, it was awkward.
It was awkward, yeah. Yeah, it was awkward. Anyway, that was the shout from last month, and great doing it from the pavilion. We kind of really tested it out and actually worked really well.
It's unlike a heavenly space.
This controller.
Oh, poor you. You keep losing control.
I know.
Oh.
I hate that.
Oh, no.
I hate that.
Oh.
Okay. So they're going to do it manually from the back, I think. Because actually, we're going to take a look at recent events.
Do you want me to run like a monkey and see if they can fix it?
No, they're doing something back there, but, the screen was frozen. So we're going to just like make up some stuff here while they reboot the computer. We're going to be talking about recent events, and they all took place in Kona last month. The Shoud, we had a blessing ceremony for the pavilion, two workshops, and it was so beautiful. We've got some shots that we're going to show you.
The energy there is just incredible. And again, oh, wait. See?
I mean, to me, this shot said everything. It's like this is taken from the house, the villa, looking down on the pool level where we also do the dinners and the breaks. And then down below that is the pavilion. It's just truly amazing.
And you can see that the part of this was happening during sunset. And that's the natural view every single night. I mean, it's just...
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. It's breathtaking. People literally will stop talking just to take a moment to just breathe in the beauty of that horizon.
Absolutely. So all the events were from last month at the villa. And just for those of you who haven't been there or wondering, I'll show you real quickly. So this is kind of a aerial shot of the property. There's an orchard down below here where literally we just planted trees, and we've got, I don't know, oranges and mangoes and
clementine,
all sorts of different fruit that we're going to be growing down here. This area is for the parking, but when cars aren't there, obviously, we can play football or whatever. Throw the ball to Belle, the dog. Belle does not retrieve. She looks at the ball like, you want me to what?
She's like, get it yourself.
You want me to go get that and bring it back to you, and then you're going to throw it again? No, I'm not going to play. This is the new pavilion up here on both sides, surrounded by beautiful nature. I mean, it's just beautiful. The pavilion holds about 50 or so, plus the stage area at the front, so it's a pretty good size. Up above here is the pool level, which is very large. It allows us to do, dinners for, 50?
Well, there's like a bar service area there that makes it really easy for us to take care of our group, and it's so fun because it's not a hotel.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know.
It's our energy.
Yeah, it's like, you know, it's this sort of loving work that we get to do because we get to serve you, and it's like, oh my God. And then I always remember Adama said, only a master can be in service. Everyone else is but a servant. So that's what I remember as Jeff and I are pouring wine or running things for people. It's stunning. How many of you have been there already? Quite a few.
Quite a few, yeah.
Okay.
And then way up above at the top area is a garage. It's kind of like a three-car garage. And the villa, which is really quite beautiful. But that kind of gives you an overview of what it's like. And plenty of nature.
Year-round.
You literally cannot see another rooftop from anywhere on the property. You can't see anybody else's houses or anything. You go straight to the ocean. So it's really amazing. So when we were there, we did a pavilion blessing with a local kahuna. His name is Kahu
Kialoha.
A really nice guy. And
really nice.
I mean, we kind of were planning to do the blessing anyway, but our contractor said, no, you really need to. He said, I'm not into all that kind of weird stuff like you guys, but I've been here on the island long enough to know you really need to integrate with the Hawaiian energy.
There's a spirit.
Yeah, there's a spirit. So we did the blessing. That's kind of a still shot of the pavilion from the outside.
And this guy did such a good job I've been to things before where the culture thing is sort of a separate thing, and this guy was just the opposite. He was so about bringing us all into the energy of it and allowing it to be a space that really feels the energy of the island and the culture.
Yeah.
It was it brought people to tears again.
Yeah, it's very, very beautiful. Yeah, so before we take a look at the ceremony, here's Horace and Michelle, who were invaluable in this whole process. Horace actually did the architectural design, and they both supervised the project. Here they are screwing in the brass plaque for the Shamba Pavilion. We call it the Shamba Pavilion. Actually, initially I wanted to call it the Adamas Pavilion, and he's like, oh, no. This is about Shamba. You've got to call it that. So we were thrilled when that plaque went up because that kind of said it's done. And it was a big year-long project getting it, a lot of landscaping, not just the pavilion, but we re-landscaped the whole place. So let's take a look at the blessing ceremony with Kahu Kealoha. Thank you for being here at the Pavilion Blessing Ceremony today. And the work that we've done here with the Pavilion, with Villa Amio, the blessings have been many, many along the way. And we'd like to then give our blessings to those who have made this possible. So, Linda.
First and foremost, great gratitude to Shamba. All of this exists because of Shamba. Great thanks to all of those characters and entities that we are so graciously blessed with. Saint Germain, Tobias, Cthulhu, Metatron, and Adamas Saint Germain.
Blessings that we receive almost every day from the Crimson Circle staff who are so supportive. Without them, we simply couldn't do what we do. We'd like to give a very, very special thanks to Hortense for
an amazing lady. Amazing lady. And we are honored to have Michelle Carrazzo managing the property.
So you've given us many blessings. We give them back to you now. By kind of a series of coincidences, we met Bob Sittler, our general contractor. Bob, would you come up and say a few words?
I'm so thankful that I was part of it. I want to thank you guys. Thank you very much.
With really special thanks to Horace for his vision, for his tenacity, and following through on every detail. Horace, could you get off the camera for a moment? Come up here and say a few words.
Basically, the pavilion is, I would say, a composite pavilion. It's everybody's energy. I'm very pleased of the project, and I'm honored, and I would like to thank everybody for coming here, and I hope we have a good time, and blessings to you.
Let's take a good deep breath and welcome Kahu Kealoha.
Yes.
A big Shamba welcome.
Yes.
To Kahu.
Aloha. Here to bless this pavilion with the gift of aloha. Aloha, you may know as the love. But it is really the love of the Creator that is everywhere, in everything, and in everyone. This flower represents the torch, the light that shines from Linda and Jeffrey in their seminars and workshops here, that you have a place to look for that enlightenment, and so that you can see the reflection in yourself, that the light is also within you. So we're going to place this beacon of light into this gift of aloha. Now each of you were given aloha e fern. This fern represents your hands with all the fingers. And it is these hands that come to support. These hands that come to embrace. These hands that come to share and to care for one another. And we want for you to come up by Rose, hand me your ferns, that we may add it to this gift of the Lord. Just a single leaf in your hand, when you come together as a ohana, as a family, it becomes a thing of beauty. It becomes a bouquet. So this is the gift of aloha to you both and to us all. Amama wanoa. Amama ua noa, amama ua noa. The words have been spoken and released, and it is so. Thank you.
It's an expansion, and yet it's also a beautiful grounding too.
Yeah. So right after that, we did a couple of workshops. We just have a few still shots. This is getting ready for the shout, creating kind of the stage area up front. Production crew in the back with Peter, Mark, Horace, and Chama all getting ready. And it's like doing it out in the field. You know, here in the studio in Colorado, everything's very controlled. But there, we're testing it out for the first time. But they actually kept their composure and did good. And I mentioned we had a few sound issues, but they even got past that.
Can you feel all that nature surrounding that's beautiful, technical?
And we've got a big screen up front, so the people sitting there can see everything going on. And it's really a beautiful setup. But like Linda said, that right outside, it's open air.
Everywhere you look.
There's screens that roll down if the weather happens to be bad or when we're closing it up. All the technical equipment Peter and Mark put up in the ceiling is kind of like a version of here, except it's warm there. It's really nice. There's terraces all around the outside, so at the breaks you can just hang out, and a beautiful view of the ocean. It's really such a blessing.
And,
you know, after 20 years of doing the work we've been doing, this is such a gift, such a beautiful gift. Jonathan Cray and his team from Rude Awakening were there to talk about their film, and they're actually doing some filming of Shambra while they were there. And just old friends, people we've known for a long time, and brand new people showed up for some of these events. The first event was the Energy Works workshop, and again, just what a every night, you know, the beauty of the sunset. To me, this shot says so much because it's we always have an opening dinner. We're able to serve like 50 people from the pavilion. We got the sunset.
We're going to not do 50 people anymore, Jeff.
Well, that was a little bit much, but normally we try to keep it at about 36. But
right.
And it was the first event. Yeah, you had to let more in, but we're able to do all the catering and everything right from the pool level.
People were begging Jeff, and he just couldn't say no.
Yeah, Yeah, it was a little tight, but that doesn't look so bad.
But there wasn't any rain or anything.
No, that's true. Yeah. That's true.
No elements.
But it was a great workshop.
And this poor guy got called up by Adamus to do that, yelling with your big voice. And he was having a little bit of a hard time, and I was feeling sorry for him. And it's Hawaii, so I said, what the hell? And I went up there to help him.
But when Adamus was talking to him, he was kind of like not really in clarity. So, this is just the fun we have at workshops, Adamus bringing people up and really whacking them. But it was really fun. It was so beautiful to do this in that open environment.
A little irreverent at times.
A little irreverent, but, yeah, not your typical spiritual gathering.
No.
This would make a great T-shirt, Sarge,
Don't do it.
Yeah. I think Rebecca had said, like, I don't know. And I think she was being told to go out to the restroom, which happens to be up above near the pool. Great areas all around the pavilion at the breaks just to hang out, use your mobile phone like Gerhard's doing. After that, we did the threshold in Japanese. Great group.
Great group.
I think all but six were from Japan.
Mm-hmm.
We had translation. We have the equipment there to do translation for about 40 people or whatever.
40.
Although we're only going to have 36 from now on, right? But a really, really great group from Japan. Love to just hang out
sessions. We remember, we always keep that even a little smaller.
So one night, Linda dressed up as the dragon because it's kind of the theme for the threshold, and you look great.
I looked ridiculous, but it was fun to do.
Took her 3 days to get that green paint off.
Oh, my God. I had to just, keep soaking my head in the water.
Yeah. And she didn't tell me she was going to do it. I was walking through the house, running down to the pavilion. It's like, holy, there's a big lizard in the house. Yeah, we get geckos, but this was a little ridiculous. To me, such a special part of the workshops is the evenings. We have one night we have an opening dinner. Another night we have a pizza party, and we're able to cater the whole thing. And it's just the social time is so good.
Truly.
And I love this shop because Belle, the Schomber dog, Belle would just, during the sessions, lay right there, didn't
but
care.
But everybody just walk around
gotta
her.
Walk around
like
her.
I'm here for y'all.
So trusting. She just lays right in the middle of the floor. The minute Adamus channels, she falls asleep, just like you guys. and great areas during the breaks just to hang out, have coffee, and just enjoy the beauty. It's really an amazing place.
Definitely.
And Belle goes around and greets everybody. Every morning she'll go around and greet all the attendees. And she is such a special
adorable
dog. She is adorable, Belle. Yeah. Here we are going back from the break, back down to the pavilion for more fun with Uncle Adamus. So it's, there he is with some of his antics. I think that was your scarf he's ripping apart.
Yeah, I was impressed.
Yeah, but he's trying to make a point, and I guess he did. But we have a pizza party one of the nights. And just really an ideal place for workshops. Linda and I are really, really happy with it. And just some miscellaneous shots. We noticed this in the sky one night, or one late afternoon, kind of a interesting cloud formation. And it occurred to us it looks just kind of like the Crimson Circle logo.
A lot of people noticed it.
You know, another night, we didn't get a shot of this, but there was a string of lights going across the sky. Had to be about 14 or 15 lights in a row. Wasn't helicopters, and I looked it up on the internet the next day. There were some calls to it. The FAA said it was not airplanes. The military said, of course, we don't know a thing about it. But as they were going across the horizon, and we're watching this, and then they would just disappear. If there were no clouds in the sky that night, they would just disappear.
There was ultimately an explanation for it.
Well, quasi.
My niece at NASA confirmed that explanation.
Well, somebody said it was Elon Musk and his row of satellites. I don't know.
Do you like conspiracy theories better?
Why would
Thomas say to let go of conspiracy
theories? No, not conspiracy. I think it was the Ascended Masters doing their kind of a show for us.
How much
a flyby. Yeah.
How much did you have to drink that night?
That night? One glass of wine. There was another group way over there. They didn't even see. We're yelling to look in the sky. And they're just, partying over there. They missed it. Anyway, Belle's such a part of the property. When you come there, she'll let you rub her belly. We did a nice little ceremony for Hortense. Hortense from Germany. She actually made a very substantial donation to the pavilion project. And it was at a point actually early on when we were trying to really, really budget things, you know, and it was just going to be kind of like a tin shed and, you know, type of deal. And Hortense really gifted the Crimson Circle with a very nice donation.
Very good.
And it made us think, you know, let's just do it right. Let's do it right.
She inspired
and
us.
It really inspired us. So we had a nice ceremony with all the attendees gathered around.
She's a very humble but sweet lady.
And we dedicated that garden area just to the south of the pavilion as the Hortense Garden with her own brass plaque. So thank you, Hortense. Thank you so much. When you're on Hawaii, there's so much to do there. There's you go swimming with the turtles. And
you know, it's known for the big sea turtles at the coast. I mean, there's so much to explore on that island if you want. And my favorite thing is to just do nothing.
Do nothing. Beautiful sunsets every night from the pavilion. I mean, just stunning sunsets.
Oh, look, that was lovely.
And we have these trees that are very, very tall called Norfolk pines. We've got eight of them. They're not real common on the island. You don't see a lot of them, but we've got eight. And to me, they're like the ascended masters, just kind of standing there, you know, watching over everything.
Mark Ritter actually caught this photo.
Oh.
It literally was a Norfolk, and because of sunset, it was reflecting into the pool.
Darling, I think it's pronounced Norfolk.
Norfolk.
No, Norfolk. No. Hey, let's say it now, Norfolk. Look what you have me doing. Okay. While we were there, the Rude Awakening team came in. They were interviewing Chambra, and it was kind of funny because it was right in town. It wasn't like at the villa. So there, you know, all the townspeople are kind of looking like, what is this? Who's the movie star there? So they did a segment with me walking from one end of town to the other, and there's tourists walking by and cars and buses and motorcycles. And they said, just act natural.
Like, yeah, right.
And there was a film crew of eight people.
Yeah, act natural.
Jonathan and I are walking along, but there's eight people, you know, holding the cameras and the microphones and the water and everything else. And it was not natural at all.
Not natural.
It was the hottest day I can ever remember. You're just perspiring and trying not to look like that on camera.
And they wouldn't let you wear sunglasses.
And I couldn't wear sunglasses. Like,
look,
oh
it. Did you feel
God.
The pain?
So anyway, it was beautiful. We had an earthquake while we were there. 4.9 on the Richter
scale. On the
other
side of the mountain.
No, but I was...
It was kind of fun, like the seat started vibrating.
Anyway, it was so beautiful there. Just so much to do and see on the island. It's a long way for those of you in Europe, a long way for anybody, but that's kind of the beauty of it. It's a long way from anything.
And that's what Adamus acknowledges constantly. To make the commitment to come there means you take a commitment for yourself, because it's a space to get away and truly take care of you and be with you.
So if you're on the journey to realization,
that's Chambra, isn't
that journey to realization, do come to Villa Amyo in Hawaii. It's a beautiful, yeah, that's group of Chambra, just walking down the road to realization. Kind of reminds me a little bit too of that Abbey Road photograph.
Yeah, a little bit.
You know, four people in a row.
Different
you
perspective.
Know.
You
yeah,
had
yeah different perspective. Okay, so that was a series of events. We're going to go real quick through the upcoming events because most of them are sold out.
Oh.
So. Very quickly, in January, coming up soon, is Pronos 2020. What did somebody call it before? Sorry, you had a name for Pronos. I forgot what it was, but it was like time for rough stuff. It's January 18th. You can come here to the studio, or you can watch in online. It's also available in Spanish. Then at the end of the month, Aspectology. I realized our online core cloud classes, Aspectology, Dreamwalker Death, SES, are really getting popular. Every time we do it, it's more and more people, and I think they love just watching online. We're here hosting live all weekend.
I think it's the idea that everybody creates their own safe space. They can just set the time aside for themselves and take care of themselves. And that's the feedback we get a lot from the attendees.
Yeah. So that's January 24th through the 26th. It's one of the core Crimson Circle classes. The original channels were done by Tobias and then added to by Adamus.
He adds himself to everything.
He does. Also in Spanish. Guess where we're going to be during the winter?
Oh.
Yeah. Back in Hawaii doing an Energy Works.
It's sold out.
And an Amyo Retreat.
Oh, that's sold out.
Both sold out. We go into March. We're doing
Threshold. Oh, that's sold out, too.
April is Master's Code.
That's sold out?
Yeah, yeah. And then finally, after a 3-month stay, we're going to be doing the Energy Works in Spanish. and that just sold out last week.
Okay.
So, yeah, we'll be somewhere else. In the summer, we're going back to Hawaii, of course, for channeling workshop. I love doing the channeling workshop, and this will be really nice doing it at the villa. So there's 21 spaces available. It's not just about channeling. It's learning how to feel and to sense things. Linda and I both love doing that.
People tend to really open up, and I can't even imagine doing it on Hawaii.
In the autumn, we're going back to one of our favorite places, Roost, Austria, for the channeling workshop.
Right.
And then later in the month, we'll be down in San Marie de la Mer for the energy works. That is sold out.
Yeah.
And then just as a reminder, our biggest chamber gathering and party of 2020 is going to be in Bled, Slovenia, a charming place, beautiful, but with an amazing auditorium. This was from last year at the event. And even though there's 500 people, it just feels so intimate. It's amazing how...
Well, it's a theater, but it's got some very, very highly stacked chairs. And so there's not a bad seat in the house. It's just incredible. And even when we're talking to people, we can see anybody anywhere in the room. It's probably one of the best designed centers I've ever
beautiful.
Seen.
And it's only, Bled is a little village of less than 5,000 people. We really just take over the whole village, but yet there's plenty of restaurants and hotels.
It's
and
reasonable. They like tourists, so it's really a nice trip if you want to give yourself a break in Europe.
So it's coming up. We only have 33 spaces left. So if you're interested in attending, just remember it'll probably sell out within the next couple of weeks.
Right.
So don't be disappointed, or if you are, you can go on the wait list. We always have some.
They turn over.
Yeah, there's some cancellations.
Things come up that people don't anticipate.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, look at those butts.
It is time for the Chambre News. And, oh, yeah, look how happy they all are and just wiggling. And yeah. As always, make sure to check out the Chambre, the award-winning Chambre. I think we're up for some more awards this year for the Chambre magazine.
I'm sure.
Yeah. Anyway, that's where you get all the latest news and information. Great articles. We get articles submitted from Chambre all around the world, and really, really good information. So the Chambre magazine is an e-magazine. Some people are asking how they can get it sent to them. You could say through the Internet. So it's an e-magazine. It's free. It's online, or you can subscribe to the
You can print the PDF.
Yeah. So remember back in, I think it was August, when Adamus first called up Dr. Cheryl Bornt, and she went by the name of Doxy. And they talked about death, and, you know, it was so beautiful because she was ready to go. She'd been diagnosed with cancer of some sort, and she was really ready to go. And that I was so nervous when Adamus brought her up because it's like, you know, do you really want to talk about death? And, you know, what if she starts crying? And what if, you know, all this. But
that wasn't Adamus worrying. That was you.
That was me.
Okay.
No, Adamus doing that. But it was so beautiful, and she really, for all Chambre, became such a standard of dignity, both in life and in death. And she'd chosen to go, and Adamus even asked her, if you could stay, would you? She said, nope, I'm ready to go. She truly was, and Adamus brought her back on stage at the October Shoud, and then in between, right after the October Shoud, right before we went back to Hawaii, we did a little kind of a private ceremony for her here at the studio. It was like, I don't know, Tuesday morning or something. It went about 30, 40 minutes or something. And it was really, really sweet. And she really said, I'm now ready to go. And it wasn't too long after that that she transitioned. And during the little ceremony we did for her, she sang a beautiful song. And then Adamus told me after she transitioned, she said, he said that she went out singing, literally. Yeah. So I thought it was really, really beautiful. So, and I felt her around quite a bit after she left. Had a nice little encounter with her. One day I was here alone at the studio, and all of a sudden she popped in, and she basically said, kind of summing it up, she said, she was on the other side. She said, oh, death is so, such a relief. And she said, you can't even begin to understand how important what all of you, what Chambre is doing. And she said, I'm on the other side. I can see it in a way I never could really realize it. She said, don't give up. Don't doubt, keep on doing what you're doing. And it was, and it was so beautiful. I was kind of like busy doing stuff and kind of, I felt her coming in and she finally was like, would you please stop for a moment? Okay. And I was just standing there like, okay, I'm stopped anyway. So Doxy, we miss you. We know you're around. I know she's hanging around with John Kaderka.
Oh, no.
Both of them have been in my dreams lately, so I know they're planning something. No, they're working at something. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Anyway.
Is that what you're talking out loud and it waking me up in the middle of the night?
Last night I was like carrying on out loud.
It was creepy.
I even woke myself up. I was talking so loud. It was weird, yeah. Right now there's a 10% off all purchases in the Crimson Circle store. Just use the coupon Christmas 2019. It doesn't apply to live events like with Linda and I or with the teachers, but everything else in the store, 10% off. Okay, and finally, last thing before we go on break. A couple of years ago, an English guy by the name of Kevin Moore contacted us. He has a kind of a internet show type of thing and said he was doing a documentary series about channelers. And he scheduled a time to come in and talk to us. We did it here in the studio with Linda and I. And didn't hear from him for a couple of years. I was kind of wondering, well, I guess that thing fizzled out. And I sent him an email. It's like, hey, Kevin, what's going on? And he says, oh, I'm just about to release the whole thing. He had interviewed like 40 channelers around the world. And he's putting them up on YouTube free of charge. And there's a variety of different people. Some I've heard of, some I simply haven't. But it's available if you go to theycallschannelers.com, and it's available on YouTube free of charge. We've got a little clip here.
I actually put the link to it up on my Facebook page so my family could get a sense of what we do. You know how many of them looked at it? None!
Count your blessings. Anyway, it's interesting.
He did
a
really nice job.
Because most of the interviews are about an hour, 40 minutes to an hour. The one with Adamus, first Linda and I, and then Adamus is like 2 hours and 40 minutes. I mean, and I assume he thought it was good and he kept all the content in. It was
very nice job.
He is doing an amazing service with this docuseries. He's really bringing a lot of awareness to channeling. Anyway, we have a little clip, just a couple minutes, during one of the parts where he's interviewing Adamus. And Adamus, never interview Adamus, because he will end up interviewing you. And that's exactly what happened. Here's a still photo during the part where he's talking to Linda and I. He's a very tall guy, like 6'7" or something. So, we're going to take a look at that clip from this portion, They Call Us Channelers, with Adamus. When Adamus came in, he basically made it very clear. He said, this is about going into embodied enlightenment, nothing else. I would say the people that are attracted to this are the ones that have consciously chosen for this to be their last lifetime on the planet in human form, that have chosen their spiritual realization their spiritual realization is the most important thing. And that's a tough one, because it's more important than families, more important than their ego, more important than their success or anything else. This is what matters.
You really can't change anybody else. It has to be with you. And then if you do the best you can for yourself, the most you can for yourself, beyond that, everything else radiates out.
I have tremendous honor for humans in general, for I have been one many times, and particular tremendous honor and respect for those who are going into their enlightenment. It is oftentimes a brutal journey for the human. For the master, not so much. For the I am, doesn't really care. But for the human, it's taking everything that they had dreamt of and hoped for as a human. Every ounce of their identity, or what you would call their ego, every goal and aspiration and simply shattering it.
We don't feel that we have a choice sometimes, do we? Where is that easy side? Where, how do you tap into that?
No, you just get out of your own way. You allow. That's it. So if you want it easy, you take a deep breath and you realize that enlightenment is a natural process. It's going to occur. And you allow it. It's that easy. Then you go out and play the rest of your life.
But you've got to know what you want.
Not necessarily. You get to a certain point and you realize that goals are very human.
Yeah.
Purpose has no meaning. There is no purpose. So enjoy it. Even if it has its bad days. It's all just a marvelous story. It's a big fat story. The human wants to put tremendous meaning and purpose on it and everything else, but there's not. And everything blows up, you know, all the old beliefs, all the everything else, and the mind grapples with it. But then one day you realize, oh, it's so simple. It really is so simple. And just allow.
Guru Brahma. Guru Vishnu.
You get a taste, don't you?
I think there had to be at least three moments like that where it was, he was just like.
Adamus took over.
Yeah, he really did. Anyway, if you're interested, it's like I said, it's on YouTube free of charge. It's called theycalluschannelers.com. And we really appreciate what Kevin has done. Probably more comprehensive than anyone else.
Absolutely.
In interviewing a lot of channelers around the world. And we were honored that he came here to Colorado.
Well, and he's very, there's not a big ego around it.
No,
he really
no, no.
was determined
he's
to
good,
create something of value. To
good
people.
Interviewer
yeah,
and a really good guy as well.
A really good guy.
So anyway.
He put up with Adamus.
I think it threw him for a loop. I kind of walked out of here in a daze. Like, what did I just experience? And it's interesting. We've had, over 55,000 viewers have gone and watched it. And the comments are really interesting.
Very interesting.
Most of them are good, but a lot of non-chambarans like, what the hell was that? Or, this guy doesn't sound so spiritual. You know? Like, you're right.
Yeah, he actually knocked that word out of our vocabulary.
Yeah. Anyway, we want to wish everybody happy holidays and very special thanks to the Crimson Circle Angels. The web hosts, the translators, the volunteers, everybody who makes this possible, the Crimson Circle staff. It's an absolutely amazing journey. It's got its rough times. It's got its drawbacks once in a while, but more than anything, it is truly beautiful. And we're honored to be here on this journey
and
with
all
you.
The Chambra energy.
Oh, yeah,
feel
amazing.
You. Thank you.
So with that, happy holidays. We're going to be back in just a moment after our latte break. We're going to be back in a moment for Adamus. Anybody has to say today?
A moment is 30 minutes.
Sure. Yeah, it's
that's
a moment.
Yeah.
It's actually
a little
about
better
30,
than, it's a few moments.
32 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Time to use the restroom, get something to eat,
take
and
care
come
of you.
Back for Adamus.
Thank
okay.
you, everyone.
We'll see you in just
Thank
in
you.
32 minutes.
Ooh.
Thank you.
Ooh.